Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, bring in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, it is Burton Panther football and open lines on the Brenham Sports Line, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street in Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Props going out to Heine Manouche and his all-star band, and as always in studio with us, it is our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, as always here on Monday night for the Brenham Sportsline, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins, your local distributor, and by Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, Cecil Meekins, and all the folks. Make sure you look great in everything they do. Coming up in the second half of the program, open lines. We'll hear from you, the listeners, at 836-9937, 836-9937. But first half of the program, we are talking Burton Panther football with members of the Panthers as they get ready for the region semifinals coming up this Friday night here on the here on KWHI and KWHI.com. And right now, we do want to remind everybody that we can also be seen on our Facebook page, KWHI. Just go to Facebook, and you can link to KWHI's Facebook page, and you can watch us on our live video stream. And also, you can link to it by logging out to our website, KWHI.com. And as I mentioned, in studio, we have Coach Jason Hody and members of the Burton Panthers with us this evening. And Coach, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Sports Line.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ed. Happy to be here. It's always fun to visit with you and shoot the breeze, so to speak. So
absolutely. And tell you what, you guys are on a Dallas Cowboy type role here, Coach. You guys are playing some great ball, just like the Cowboys, only one loss all year. That's
It's it's unusual to see the Cowboys at 9-1, but you know, hey, we'll take it. But yeah, the Panthers, I mean, we're having a lot of fun, and that's the main thing. You know, we put together a string of wins, and just it's just been a good ride so far, and we want to keep it rolling. So
all right, and first two playoff games are in the books, solid victories. Talk about the way you guys are playing right now, because it seems like you really are clicking on all gears right now. Things are really meshing well for your football team.
Yeah, I think we play with a lot of emotion and a lot of passion. I think that's probably been the biggest plus for us this year. You know, we always focus on the X's and O's, and we try to do the things and execute. But I think a lot of times what gets lost in all that is just your effort and your intensity. And, man, we really come out and just about every football game that we've won, and really done that really well. The first quarter, we really put some pressure on opponents, coming out, starting fast. And, you know, we did that last Friday. I mean, we jumped up to a 20-0 first quarter lead, and, you know, kind of took control from there. So it was, it's been fun, but, really proud of the way the guys are playing right now.
And talk about the development of this team, how this team has gone from when you guys first came in August, how things have kind of progressed to this point.
You know, this is a unique bunch. They collectively, they do a lot of things well. You know, if you look at us on paper, if you maybe watch us, you know, in person in terms of just walking down the street, you know, you might not just say a whole lot, but these guys really, really put themselves together well as a group and as a unit. And that is something that they've progressed and really bought into. You know, August 1st came around, you know, I thought they came in and had a lot of potential, and just, you know, kind of gave them the keys, and they, you know, they're driving the car right now and doing an awesome job. And I can't say enough about the leadership, and three of those young men are with us today. But we have leadership all throughout the football team. And I think it's not just one or two guys doing that. It's like it's everybody's, even the young guys have kind of taken some leadership roles. So it's been an awesome time. It's been an awesome thing to watch. And, you know, I always told them, whenever you bring your effort and your intensity, nobody can take that away from you. And so far, man, that's what we're hanging our hat on. So,
and one thing that that's been nice to watch and nice to see is the development of a passing game, because you know, start of the season, very run oriented, pound the ball at people, get the quick guys on the outside, explode downfield, and a lot of running yards. And it seems like as the season's gone on, you've developed the passing game. You're using your wide receivers and your tight end some more, and you're putting up more passing yards now that you're facing teams that can load up. They can't load up against the run now because you're throwing the ball real well.
Yeah, I mean, if you kind of go historically, if you go back a few years, or even you can go back 7 or 8 years, I mean, we've always dominated in the run game. That's how we've made our mark. You know, we've had big runs. This year, it's a little different. We can, you know, we can run the football when we think we need to, and we can throw it when we have to. And I think that was evident in our first playoff win against Lakey. They loaded the box and really made it difficult for us to run the football. And, you know, we kind of adjusted some things and started throwing the ball, and, you know, charted one of our highest yardage in passing games that we've had in a long time. So, you know, and then it helped us out this week, because they were aware of that. They knew we could throw it, and they lightened the box up, and then we were able to put up over 400 yards rushing. So, you know, the mark of a good team is to be balanced, and that everybody talks about that no matter what level you are. I feel like we're well balanced, and I think we're playing good on special teams as well. So, you know, right now we're just kind of focusing on what we need to do to win a football game, and the passing game has been a huge part of that.
And defensively, you guys have played outstanding, haven't given up a lot of very many points. And what's really been fun to watch is the points that you've scored on defense. You've had some pick sixes and some special teams touchdowns this year. They've been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I don't know the exact stat, but this might be the most turnovers that we've created and capitalized on since I've been part of Burton football here as a coach. And I was a defensive coordinator before this, and take pride in that. And I guess I'm a little biased when it comes to that. So, I mean, we really emphasize defense on our football team, but the biggest thing that I can put together or put my hand on is why our defense is playing so well. It's just we have a relentless effort to the football, and we fly around and we're really squaring guys up and making some great tackles, and we're believing in each other, and nobody's waiting on the other guy to make a play. It's like 11 of them are trying to make a play, and that's put us in great situations, and that allows turnovers and, you know, a few points and all that good stuff. But really proud of that. And special teams, yeah, I mean, the Modric Winters has returned, I think, 6 or 7 punts this year, which is a pretty good year. And then our kick coverage has been good. I think, like, last week, man, I was just really, really pleased with how our kick coverage was. I mean, we made, like, 6 tackles, and they had to start inside the 20. I mean, that's huge when it comes to field position. So it's been good and been fun to watch.
All right, and we'll talk about Fall City coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk with the players. You said you brought some of the players with you. We'll talk with them as well coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking Burton Panther football here on the Burton Sports Line. Going to take a quick break here from our sponsors and be right back here on the Burton Sports Line here on KWHI.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
And we're back here on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham. And we are here on the Sports Line tonight talking football with the Burton Panthers, Coach Jason Hody, and members of the Panthers with us in studio tonight. And, Coach, tell us who you brought. You brought some of my guys. You brought some of my hogs with you.
Yeah, man, you know, these guys, offensive linemen, they don't ever get any praise. I mean, yeah, they say, hey, the line blocked well, but individually, you know, they have a hard time getting their picture in the paper and nobody wants to take pictures of them. Or, you know, they don't get much airtime. So I think a huge part of our success this year has been the play of our O-line and D-line, and three of these guys play O-line and two of them play D-line. And they're also seniors that have been in our program for the four solid years, and they mean a lot to me just because I'm an O-line coach, and it was, you know, that's what I coach individually. So not that the other guys don't, but they sometimes got to do some things that, you know, aren't fun. And mm-hmm. That's who I got. I got Cole Eckerman starting from my left here. Cole Eckerman, he's a senior. He plays what we call a strong tackle position. And then, he's a linebacker on defense. And Ryan Quentin, he's a senior. He plays like a strong guard position, and he's a D lineman. And Derek Fisher's the nose guard slash strong guard slash whatever you want. Derek's kind of he had an injury early in the season and missed half the season. So, really proud of how he came back from that. But, yeah, here they are, and you know, in the flesh, but they're a fun group of guys.
All right, and we'll start right to your left. We'll start with Cole. And, first of all, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back.
All right, great to have you here. And, man, how exciting is it, this run you guys have been on this year?
This has been the most exciting season I've been a part of. I can remember since my freshman year. This is the best one. I had a lot of fun my sophomore year, but there's something about this season. It's just the team. We're like a big family and unit, and we just stay together no matter what happens. I just really excited.
And talk about this year's team. What's been the most fun about being part of this team this year?
Probably the celebrations. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, can you talk about some of the celebrations here, or they get you in trouble with your coach?
The celebrations usually get me in trouble. I over-celebrate sometimes.
All right. Now, what's been kind of the key to the playoff run now? Because once you get in the regular season is great, district play is great, but once you get in the playoffs, things kind of change a little bit because you're kind of behind the eight ball every week now, and you know it's must win or your season's over. So what's been the key in the postseason?
Defense. I'd have to say defense. Our offense is very important, but our defense is, or me, I love defense. So I think defense is one of the most important things. I play a head linebacker, so I gotta make the calls, and just getting everybody lined up is very important. And it's good that we play defense. We're good, and we just like you got to come out and you got to play hard on defense, which is really important to make a good run in playoffs. And then you turn around, you get a good drop. I mean, you stop a team on defense, and we got the same 11 guys playing offense, so everybody's hyped to just turn around and drive the ball down and score a touchdown and come back around and stop the team again.
Yeah, and that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, at the smaller levels, the 1A's, or, well, the 2A's, the 3A's, and some of the 4A's, it's still good old-fashioned Iron Man football. You got to play both ways because you just don't have the numbers to have 11 different players on offense and 11 different players on defense. So you guys got to go both ways. You got to be in pretty good shape, don't you?
I love it. I get to play more football doing that.
All right, and what's going to be the key now this week against Fall City?
Probably getting lined up defensively. They got a lot of formations, a lot of crazy stuff, and just on offense, the key is going to be to get our blocks and give Jamon holes and to run through and get Caleb time in the pocket to throw the ball downfield and just get all that together.
All right. Colt, thanks an awful lot for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And next up is Ryan, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Great to have you here. And if you could, same thing that I asked Cole, what's been the most fun about this year?
You know, just playing, you know, as a team, being together, you know, even when we're not at practice, you know, going, hanging out, and just having fun with each other.
And what's kind of been the key to the success as far as just, it seems like you guys just keep getting better each week. What's been kind of the key to that?
Oh, I think it's everybody just giving, you know, tons of effort, you know, not really playing for themselves, but playing for their teammates. So I think that's really helped us out a bunch.
And one thing I know that everybody that knows that goes to y'all games, maybe the people that don't go to your games don't realize, is how just crazy the atmosphere is. Talk about how the community comes out, the support you get from the students, the fans, the parents, the people in the community. What's it like?
Oh, it's crazy. You know, it's not hot and it's not cold. It feels pretty good. Fans all screaming, you know, lights real bright outside, everybody screaming, yelling. It's really fun.
All right. And as you get ready for Fall City, what are the things that are going to be key to this one coming up Friday night?
I think, you know, just perfecting your skill, you know, on offense and defense, making sure you know where to go, read correctly, know what to be in certain situations, and I think that's going to help us out.
And also, how good does it feel to be practicing on Thanksgiving week?
Hey, it's not too bad. I felt pretty good today. Get out.
Yeah, feels pretty good to be still practicing football with Thanksgiving's here, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. And as we were talking about offense, defense, what's your favorite part of the game?
To me, I like offense. I like scoring all the points and watching the scoreboard go up. And the defense is fun, too. You get to stop people and tackle. So.
All right. And how much fun is it when I was talking with Coach about the running game and being kind of a run-first offense. What's it like when you guys are running the ball real well and you can just fire off the line and start blowing people away and creating four holes for the running backs?
Oh, it feels amazing. I mean, when you can see you've overtaken somebody and then watch Jamon or Caleb blow through the hole and then head all the way to the house, I mean, it feels amazing.
All right, and also in Caleb, you've got a quarterback that runs the ball as well as he throws the football. What's it like knowing that if he runs out of time back there, he can take off and make some things happen? How much easier does it make it on y'all?
Yeah, we try extremely hard to protect him, but sometimes after a while, you know, players might not be open. So when he scrambles out, I mean, it helps a bunch, you know. So you just don't lose yards back there. It actually helps us out.
All right, well, Ryan, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is Derek. How you doing?
Fine.
All right, great to have you here tonight. Thanks for being here. All right, and how did it feel to finally, as Coach said, you had a little injury problem early in the season. How did it feel to get back out on the field?
It feels excellent getting back on the field with my brothers. I know every last one of them. I had this little injury problem at the beginning, like Coach said, and when the doctor had told me I'd be able to play again, I was okay, and I tried not to do anything stupid outside of football practice and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And how exciting is this?
I'm not gonna call him out.
He got that injury doing something he shouldn't have been doing. Now we're gonna let that go.
We'll let that. Okay. Less said, the better. Huh?
That's right. That's
there
right.
You go. What's it been like this year? How much fun has this been to just go out there and just keep winning football games?
I love it. I'm pretty sure the coaches, all of us, really love it. When we see Caleb and Jamon and DeMondre, they doing their things out there. When us blocking for them, they finding ways to make plays and score touchdowns. That's the main thing.
And as far as on the defensive side of the football, anybody that looks at the scores, you guys have not been giving up very many points at all. What's been the key defensively for the team?
Cole keeps us in line on defense. He keeps us in line. He yells this, that, and this, but we find a ways to run, attack, and run to the ball.
Mm-hmm. And talk about your role on defense, because being coach said, you know, you're the nose. And a lot of times, your job isn't to make the tackle. It's just to draw the offensive line and allow other guys to make the tackles. So how do you feel about being kind of the guy out there that gets double teamed and stuff and has to kind of take on a few blockers?
Yes, sir. I take on a lot of double teams, but it makes better plays for Cole. They go out there and go make the tackles. It's easy for me.
All right. And offensively, you guys have been putting up a ton of points this year. What's it been like being part of the offense this year?
It's amazing. I love it. coaches, they work real hard on teaching us on where we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do, lining up and doing all our plays, right? And then Jamon, Caleb, and DeMondre, and everybody else out there, they take care of the rest.
All right. And what's it like when the offense is really clicking, when you guys are just marching the ball downfield, pounding into people? How much fun is that?
It's faster. It's better for us to march down their throats. And then when we get through with it, we get our cousins out there called the shark. We get him out there on defense on kickoff. He goes down to make a play, get us back on defense faster.
There
we stop them real quick.
There you go. And what's going to be the key against Falls City Friday night?
Cole Eckerman's going to have us lined up. We're going to be ready for him.
All right, Derek. Thanks an awful lot for being with us tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
All right. And Coach, I got to tell you what, man, you got some pretty sharp hogs there.
Yeah, man. They have to do things that are, you know, I wouldn't say, I mean, they've accepted their role. We all grow up and may want to be the quarterback, or we want to be the running back, or, you know, my son right now is talking about, you know, wants to be a receiver or this and that. But, you know, the good Lord doesn't bless us with those types of skills sometimes. So you have linemen for a reason. And these guys have really accepted that role, and they take a lot of punishment and do a lot of things, and sometimes it goes unnoticed, but they're an awesome group, and I'm gonna tell you they're a tough group, because they have to take a lot from myself and some of the other coaches, because, you know, what does everybody say when a guy scores a touchdown? Man, that guy's fast. That guy's good. And man, when they don't score a touchdown, man, we got to block somebody. So, mm-hmm. You know, I understand that, and they do too, but they really do a great job at what they do. And like Derek said, man, I was an offensive lineman as well, and it is real fun when you're blocking people and you know, hey,
no.
you've created that hole. Mm-hmm. You were a part of that, and especially when, you know, some of these holes these cats are running through are pretty wide open. So it's a tribute to the O-line as well.
All right, and the funny thing is, though, you're talking about, you know, growing up, you know, while everybody when I was growing up wanted to be like Roger Staubach or Joe Namath,
yeah.
Or wanted to be like O.J. Simpson, guys like that. Well, they wanted to be guys like that. I always wanted to be John Hanna. I always wanted to be Gene Upshaw.
I did see some these cats don't even know who that
is. They don't know.
I did want to be like I remember watching Jim Jeffcoat and Tupac Jones as a little kid with my dad and my uncles. You know, the cowboy parties were started way back when.
You probably wanted to be Bob Lilly, didn't you?
Yeah, man. I remember Jeffcoat batting a ball down at the Giants, and I don't know if you remember that. Taking it to the house and walking the dog. So, you know, things like that kind of ring home to me, too. But
yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. And
I had to bring that one up, man. I just popped in my head.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure it just did. Oh, and now that we got you here in studio, we can actually have a live edition of the Cowboy Report, which has become one of the – you've become like a cult favorite on the coaches' shows.
Yeah, I know.
For your Cowboy Reports.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that many people listened to it. They say, hey, you know, I like listening to when y'all talk about the Cowboys. So,
well, what about Thursday afternoon? You know, boy, Thursday the Cowboys, Washington.
That's a trap game. My wife surprised me, four or five years ago, maybe longer than that, with the tickets to a Thursday Thanksgiving game at Cowboys Stadium with the Redskins, and they won. So, you know, thinking back to that, I think it's the last time that the Cowboys played Washington on Thanksgiving. I can't remember. But anyway, I hope they win. But, you know, in the back of my mind.
Come on now, Coach.
They probably need to lose one or two maybe to get it out their system.
But we're waiting for that Giants game to the Giants.
See, here's the deal. I don't want to see them lose to the Giants or the Eagles. But, you know, the chances of them beating all three of those, slim to none. But I don't know, man. They look good yet last week. You know, they make adjustments, and they don't seem to be wavered by any.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, that Giants game is shaping up to be a big one. And, you know, Lumpy sure does look good in that Michael Strahan jersey of mine.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that Giants game is, Eli, Odell Beckham, all that. I don't even. But we know we owe them one, so maybe we'll be hyped up. Maybe they'll be hyped up and ready to go.
Yeah. Well, at least if the Cowboys win, though, at least Lumpy's got a Bob Lilly jersey I can wear, which is cool. Bob Lilly is cool.
Bob Lilly's an iconic figure in the Cowboys organization and in all of pro football. And he's a lineman.
What about Sean Lisa?
So he's good, too.
There you go.
When he's on the field and he's not hurt.
But Coach, it's been a lot of fun having you guys in here, and we do want to remind everybody that the game is in Edna, and
it's in Edna, and it's at 7 o'clock, and that's a little different than the normal 7:30 start time, but that's just due to a little easier travel after the game, maybe bump it up 30 minutes,
and if some. And if some folks remember, there was a playoff game in Edna, how many years ago? About 7 years ago. Yeah, because I did that game. I remember that game.
We came off a 10-0 season. Yeah. Guys like Xavier Bethany and Gary Patterson and the Gibson boys and them guys are playing. And we played Pettis. Yeah, that is right. Man, had a good memory.
Doug Brown will be down there to bring all the action Friday night here on KWHI and KWHI.com.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. I mean, I know the folks at Burton appreciate you guys broadcasting those games.
So when everybody in Burton gets done with their Black Friday shopping,
I know.
Head right down to Edna.
Yeah, my wife already said that's going to cut into her Black Friday shopping. I said, "Are you serious?"
And it's actually not a hard. It's not a tough drive at all.
It's really not. It's going to take about an hour and 40 minutes in a car, and you know, it is what it is. You know, when you play teams that are kind of spread out, that's the way it is. But hopefully, we can get this one. We can win this one. You know, we're gonna could play one a little closer, and you know, but it don't really matter to us as a team. We want to play. We want to play football, and we want to win, and just win and move on. That's all we want to do.
That's right. Survive in advance, Coach. That's what it's about.
That's right. I mean, one game at a time, one day at a time. So.
All right. Well, Coach, appreciate it, guys. Thanks an awful lot for being here, and we do wish the. Best of luck Friday night. Let's keep it going. Keep this run going.
Yeah.
And
thanks a lot, Ed.
Maybe get a first-hand look sooner or later at Jerry Wood.
Yeah, no comment, man. But that would be really sweet. I don't know how I'd react to that, but
all right.
But I'll let you know.
All right then. All right, guys. Well, good luck to y'all on Friday night, and we'll be rooting for you to go on down there and just slap the daylights out of the Beavers.
That's the plan, man. Thanks, Ed.
All right. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And we'll have more coming up right after these words from our Sports Line sponsors. And we pause for the news here on KWHI in Brenham.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, November 22nd, Craig Montana will be speaking with Paige Michelle from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
I'm Noah Buffum, and this is your KWHI local news update. Two Houston residents have been arrested and charged with aggravated robbery in Brenham. 37-year-old Daryl Wayne Bowers and 26-year-old Jontrice Rochelle Coleman were arrested Saturday after a woman says she was struck and robbed by her cousin. Officer Terrence Johnson was called to the 900 block of West 6th Street around 8 a.m. Saturday in reference to an aggravated robbery. The alleged victim said she was leaving her residence when she was confronted by Bowers, who she says struck her in the face with a small handgun and stole her cell phone, then fleeing in a vehicle. The Brenham Fire Department helped free a man from his vehicle after a three-car accident Sunday morning. At approximately 8:10 a.m., the Brenham Fire Department responded to West Bluebell Road and State Highway 36. When they arrived on the scene, they found a male driver pinned inside his Toyota 4Runner. The vehicle was lying on its roof after rolling several times. Using the jaws of life, the fire department was able to free the man from the vehicle. He was approached by EMS but refused treatment. No other injuries were reported during the incident. And a Brenham man faces an evading arrest charge after trying to flee from police Saturday night. 34-year-old Roland O'Keefe Branch of Brenham was pulled over Saturday night around 8:15. According to Brenham police officer Jonathan Pipps, he found cocaine in Branch's vehicle during a search. Branch tried to flee on foot but was caught after a brief chase. And students in Brenham and Burton School District have a week-long break for Thanksgiving this year. The Burton and Brenham School Districts do not have classes until next Monday. Meanwhile, most of Washington County and the city of Brenham's offices will be closed both Thursday and Friday, including the county courthouse and city hall. A look now at our friendly country weather forecast. Sunny all day today with a high of 77. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 62. This has been your local news update on KWHI, where the news comes first.
Single setback and a handoff. We're going to hit in there, and it's going to be Michael.
Aggie football is on KWHI. Tune in every week to hear the Fighting Aggies football games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you each week thanks to our Texas A&M sponsors, Bank of Brenham, Intech Pest Management, Tegeler Toyota, and Page Tractors. Please support our Texas A&M sponsors, and for all Aggie sports, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280, your Aggie sports station.
The queen of rock and roll, Joan Jett, gets us into the second half of the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Do want to thank Coach Jason Hody, along with Cole, Ryan, and Derek for joining us. It's always fun to have a room full of hogs. When my hogs are in the house, it is always fun here on the Brenham Sports Line. And again, we do want to wish the Burton Panthers the best of luck as they get ready to take on Falls City, and that'll be Friday night at 7 o'clock, and it will be down in Edna
easy to get to. We'll have the directions posted on our website tomorrow. But just 109 all the way down 71 to 59, and it's boom, right into Edna. And the stadium's right there in town, and it's just easy to get to. So no reason you should not be there Friday for the Burton Panther game with the Falls City Beavers. And if you can't make it, though, Doug Brown with a call, KWHI, KWHI.com. Lots of stuff going on in the big wide world of sports. And, of course, as the Burton Panthers get ready for their playoff matchup, season came to an end for the Brenham Cubs this past Friday. They fell to a very talented A&M Consolidated team. The Consolidated defense was just so tough. Consolidated, very quick on defense, really did a good job of limiting the Cubs and really stopping the Cubs from what they do best, that's running the football. And Consolidated just did a very good job of stop of plugging up the holes between the tackles and not allowing the Cubs to get outside, forcing them wide enough so that the pursuit was able to get there and slow them down, and really just made it tough on the Brenham Cub offense. So A&M Consolidated, solid job. They move on to the next round. What a season for the Brenham Cubs. Overcame some adversity and got two rounds in the playoffs, and just a great, fun season. Great time for Brenham Cub football this past year. And we wish all the seniors the best of luck, and congratulations to Coach West, his staff, and all the Cubs on an outstanding year as they close out the season 8-4 after a tough, tough season last year. They were 4-7 last year, a season that it was tough from start to finish last year. Rebounded with an 8-4 season, and it run into the area round of the playoffs. Now, A&M Consolidated, well, they're going to match up in the next round of the playoffs with Fort Bend Marshall, and that game is going to be next Friday night, and it's going to be played at Energy Stadium, home of the Houston Texans, and that game will be Friday night at 8 o'clock. A&M Consolidated in Fort Bend Marshall. Meanwhile, College Station, they eliminated the Magnolia Bulldogs, and did so convincingly, 63-25. And so College Station just ran roughshod over the Bulldogs. College Station, how about this matchup? 12-0. Port Neches Groves, 11-1. They will meet Friday night, 7 o'clock, Star Wars Stadium in Baytown. It should be a dandy of a matchup there between College Station and Port Neches Groves. You want to talk high school football, give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937 here on the Brenham Sports Line. Open lines, we'll talk about anything you want to talk about tonight. You want to talk about high school football for about the next 20 minutes? You want to talk about college football? Some big doings going on in college football. Texas Longhorns. Wow, what a that loss to Kansas on Saturday sealed the fate of Coach Charlie Strong. The word is that this decision has already been made that Coach Strong out at the University of Texas, which is too bad. Because he did come in and change the culture. He got rid of some players and some attitudes that needed to be gotten rid of. Changed around some things, but this is a results-oriented business, and the results just weren't there. A chance for another 7-loss season for the Longhorns, a season that just has seen them go from some highs to some extreme lows, and not the least of which was this past Saturday against Kansas, a team that is just horrible. Just one win coming into that game, and then and how long has it been since they won a conference game? So that has sealed the fate of Charlie Strong, and now the word is that Texas probably is going to go after, most likely, Tom Herman from Houston. That convincing win over Louisville has propelled Herman right back into the forefront. You know, earlier on in the season, he was the hottest ticket in sports. Could Houston hang on to him? Probably not. Not for the money that he's probably going to be offered to possibly go to Texas, to possibly go to LSU. And now rumblings coming out. Rumblings are being made that possibly the A&M job could come open if the Aggies were to lose to LSU. If A&M loses to LSU, there are rumors that that Kevin Sumlin could be on the hot seat, because a loss to LSU would mean A&M would go from the number four team in the country to being in that playoff to another mediocre season. So you could wind up with Texas, with A&M, with LSU, all vying for Tom Herman's services. And you gotta think that the University of Houston, for the success that they are experiencing now in football, you gotta think they don't have the money to fight with those three teams, those three schools, to be able to pay Herman the money that he's going to command. So you got to think that his days at Houston likely over. What do you think? 836-9937, 836-9937. Also, if you want to talk about what's going on with Baylor, the performance against Kansas State was just horrible. Talked with some Baylor fans yesterday. And they just said that, you know, they've been to the games, and they said that there is just absolutely no fire, no emotion, no, you know, just not, there's nothing on the sidelines, there's nothing on the field. The players seem to be just going through the motions, and you got to think a big part of that is that you've got Coach Grobe, who is literally got a split coaching staff, because those coaches are still, you can see, and you're hearing rumblings, you're seeing tweets, that coaching staff is still, they're still backing Art Briles, and there's split loyalties there. And so how can a team succeed like that, with that, all that going on, and things have gotten ugly there? And so don't be surprised if there are some, to see, well, it'll be interesting to see, I should say, what direction the Baylor program goes when this season comes to an end. So if you want to talk college football, give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. This is the Burnham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about here in the Sports Line. Give us a call. Again, that number, 836-9937, 836-9937. Here on the Burnham Sports Line.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Welcome back to the Rhythm Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude brought to you by Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. And I do want to, again, thank Coach Jason Hody and members of the Burton Panthers for being our guests in the first half of the Brenham Sports Line. 836-9937, 836-9937 here on the Brenham Sports Line. Open phones for about the next 12 minutes. A reminder, coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, pregame show for the Houston Texans. It's Monday Night Football in Mexico City. Now... Of course, the NFL has made no bones about, trying to internationalize their product. Of course, they play 3-4 games in London every year now. In the past, they have gone to Canada. Buffalo has played some games in Canada. Even though there's Canadian pro football, they actually are moving some NFL games to Canada, and they've played a few games there. Now, Monday Night Football in Mexico City. And not a bad idea. American football in Mexico. And American football is big in Mexico to an extent. Of course, nowhere near the popularity of the other football, soccer. But nowhere near the popularity. But it's gaining. It's getting bigger and bigger. The only problem that I have about this whole thing is that they're going to be playing pro football tonight at over 7,000 feet elevation. 2,000 feet higher than Denver. And you see the problems they have in Denver. You see what a home field advantage the Broncos have simply because of the altitude, of the thin air. Players go up there and they have trouble. How much trouble do you think a cat like Vince Wilfork is going to have at 340 pounds, at 7,000 feet in Mexico City? Not to mention all the other big guys. And you don't even have to be that big to struggle with breathing at 7,000 feet. So while I can understand expanding to Mexico, our neighbors of the South, and a natural move for the National Football League as they're trying to internationalize the game, have a game in Mexico. Great. And they got two good teams for it. The Texans, popular in Mexico. The Raiders, who are popular all over the world. Even though they've been horrible for years, people still love the Raiders, or they love or they hate the Raiders all over. You know, all football fans have an opinion on the Raiders. The only other team that I think you could send to Mexico City that would drive them nuts would be the Dallas Cowboys. That would be, you know, an obvious one. But the Raiders still going to be a good draw in Mexico. But to play the game in Mexico City at 7,000 feet, to me, I don't know if the risk is worth the rewards. There are other cities that they could have gone to. Other than Mexico City at 7,000 feet, I will say one thing. At some point, I am predicting that at some point, in that extremely thin air, Sebastian Janikowski, who still has one of the strongest legs ever in the history of pro football, I predict he will try a 70-yard field goal at some point. The NFL record is 64. But I'm telling you right now, I am almost positive that at some point, Seabass will try close to at least a 70-yard field goal in that thin, thin air. You think at that elevation, you got to figure he's got a chance. He's got the foot to get it there, but will the accuracy be there? Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. Checking out some other things going on in the big wide world of sports. Big news in soccer is the coach of the U.S. men's national team, Jurgen Klinsmann, has been fired. He was fired by the U.S. Soccer Federation today. U.S. Soccer has not named a successor yet, but did release a statement thanking Klinsmann for his efforts. But sources say negotiations are ongoing with Bruce Arena to take over the job for a second time to return to the U.S. men's national team. Led the team in 2014 for the first time ever to the round of 16 at the World Cup. So he did make history, but kind of a polarizing figure. Jurgen Klinsmann, either you loved him, or soccer fans either loved him or hated him. Disappointing results since that 2014 team led to his firing, including a loss to Mexico and Costa Rica in World Cup qualifiers this month. And that was it. The U.S. Soccer President Sunil Gulati said that they wanted to thank him for his years of service and for some of the other things behind the scenes that they say that he brought to the program. But Klinsmann gone as head coach of the U.S. men's soccer team. And looks like Bruce Arena probably will get the job at least on an interim basis. So big news coming out of the world of soccer earlier today. Meanwhile, other news in the world of sports. Adrian Peterson could be back with the Minnesota Vikings by December. So the Vikings can just hold serve right now. They won yesterday, keeps them 6-4, tied for first place in the NFC North with the Detroit Lions. They're still tied. You know, they were at one point 4-0. We're cruising, clicking on all cylinders. Everybody was excited. Now suddenly they're 6-4. But nice win yesterday. And now word is that Adrian Peterson could be back in December if they hold serve. If they stay within the game of first place in that Northern Division and they get Adrian Peterson back, this team could be tough in the postseason. Meanwhile, the Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck in concussion protocol, and they're saying that it could be doubtful that he plays Thursday when the Colts take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. No Andrew Luck, no chance for the Colts to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. And again, that game is Thanksgiving night. That's the third game of the triple header on Thursday night for the NFL. Is going to be Indianapolis at or taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, but probably no Andrew Luck, again undergoing concussion protocol after yesterday. News out of Baltimore. Ravens, it's been a little hectic. Ray Lewis opening up his big mouth again. Now, Lewis has apologized to Joe Flacco, kinda. Ray Lewis said earlier this week, said that, basically, paraphrasing, that Joe Flacco was not able to emotionally rally the Ravens, and that they needed stronger leadership. And basically threw Joe Flacco under the bus. You know, and despite what Ray Lewis says today, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to read his comments and realize that, you know, he was slamming Joe Flacco. He was taking a shot at the quarterback who's been a heck of a leader for this football team for years, won a Super Bowl with them. But Ray Lewis saying, I'm a Raven for life. But Joe Flacco, he's saying that it wasn't about Joe Flacco, even when he came out and said, Joe Flacco. Apparently, he says his comments weren't about Joe Flacco. Who in the world were they about? Johnny Unitas? Ray Lewis, every time he opens his mouth, there's a 50-50 shot. It's going to be something really stupid and really ignorant. So take it for whatever it's worth. But, Joe Flacco's led him to the playoffs almost every year. Joe Flacco's taken him to the Super Bowl. He's been a good leader. And so Ray Lewis, like the old ESPN deal. Come on, man. Just come on, man. Don't forget, Houston Texans football coming up here in just about half an hour. Pregame show from Mexico City. The Texans getting ready for Monday Night Football against the Oakland Raiders. And again, a reminder that Burton Panther football is coming up Friday night on KWHI. The Burton Panthers taking on the Falls City Beavers, and that will be from Edna High School. Doug Brown with the call, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame on KWHI and KWHI.com. And, of course, Thursday night, after you've had your Thanksgiving dinner, after you've had dessert, when it comes time Thursday night to kick back, have that turkey sandwich, maybe one more piece of pie, or maybe one of my favorite things to do is take that turkey wing and just start gnawing on them turkey wings. Check out Aggie football, the Aggies and LSU. And that one is set for Thursday night right here on KWHI. Back to wrap things up right after this.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners. Nurse. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, November 22nd, Craig Montana will be speaking with Paige Michelle from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you each and every week by Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Our good buddy Cecil Meekins and all the great folks at Classic Care Cleaners. And by Michael Hopkins and all the people at Mike Hopkins Distributing, distributors of Budweiser and all your Anheuser-Busch products. And Folks, you're going to be celebrating this Thanksgiving. Make sure, and it's an old phrase, but know when to say when. You've been listening to the Burnham Sports Line. Thanks to Coach Jason Hody and all the Burton Panthers for joining us tonight. My Hogs, it was awesome. It was a great visit. It was fun. And we will see you again next week on the Burnham Sports Line, where we will have Coach Ashton Phillips of the Burnham Cubat basketball team and members of the Cubats next Monday night on the Burnham Sports Line. Good night, everybody.